Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Ches and the Oizv Adar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Nochri ve'akosi kusi shishoklu ein mekabli miyodo. You have a goy or a kusi that give machzid a shekel, we don't accept it from them. Omar Abot, Potter command Omar kusi kegoy. That works very well. If you hold that a kusi is a goy, as a status of a non-Jew. This palgun, there's a machlokes. Kusi ke goy divi rebbe. Rebbe holds that a kusi has a din of a goy. Hashem and Gamliel Omer kusi ki Yisrael lechol dover. Kusi is considered to be Yisrael. The geirei emes, the geirus, the conversion, was a good conversion. So the Gemara is asking, if you hold that a kusi is a Yisrael, so why don't you accept machzid hashekel from them? Omar belozom masniso begoy. Habikusim loy. When the Mishnah says that we do not accept machzeh sheker, it refers to the goyim part, not to the kusim. The kusim, we do accept machzeh sheker from them. Now the Gemara understands at this stage that we're just changing the gears of the Mishnah, and we're saying only goyim, not kusim. Simo v'tani ken, we find a brisa this way, Odom l'rabois esagerim, mikem loitzi esamushumodim. Pasuk says, Odom, to add the converts, to add the gerim, that they give machzeh sheker, and mikem is to say the mushumodim, the ones who left Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Masniso pligo al Rabbi Lazar. L'chura, the Hamshecha Mishnah doesn't work with this answer of Rabbi Lazar. Because what does the Mishnah say? Ein mekablim miyodim kini zovim, kini zovois, kini yoldus. It says you don't accept from them the korbanos which are kinim, pairs of birds, that come from a zov, zavo, and a yoledis. V'chi yesh kini zovim v'zovos begoyim? By goyim, non-Jews don't have a din of a zov, a zovo, or yoledis. They have no obligation, they have no concept of kinim. So of course they don't accept them kinim. So what is the Mishnah referring to? Will you have to say the reish be goyim mesevi bekusim? That the reish is talking about goyim, and that's what we say they don't accept them machzeh shekel. And the same is talking about kusim that you say you don't accept for them kinim. Says the more of a kini reish be goyim mesevi bekusim. Yes, and echrami, that's how you explain the Mishnah. And Rechaim brings the reason you don't accept kinim from the kusim. Because they don't know the halachas so well, and they may bring chulin la'azara, may bring a korban they don't have to bring to the azara. So even according to the mandama that says that kusim is a geirei emes, a Jew, you don't accept kinim from them. And that's like more concludes to explain the Mishnah according to this opinion. Rechaim says when you have a goy you want to donate to Beis HaMikdash, you don't accept from him not something which is misuyim, which means it's an actual item that will go to Beis HaMikdash. Something that you could point out, or giving something she'ena misuyim, which means they're giving money that will be, we're not going to be able to point out to say this came from the guy. Continues the one that chesam with base ubasayif, but after the Beis HaMikdash already built, and now they want to donate, so mekablim dover she'ena misuyim, pay mekablim dover misuyim. So then you don't accept for them something misuyim, something which you could point out and say this is what they brought, that shemi spa'aru, as Reb Chaim says. They'll come and say, oh, I'm the big donor to the Beis HaMikdash. But something she'ena misuyim, they give money and you can't point it out, you can't see it, it's just somewhere swallowed in the building, that we do accept. Shlokish disagrees and says you never accept a donation for Beis HaMikdash from a goy. Says the Gemara, Masniso pligol Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa argues Rabbi Yochanan. It says in the Braisa, Mekablu mehem hegdesh nevdavo lebedek habayis. Masha, you don't accept for them any donation to bedek habayis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you do accept it. Pasalah b'metchilo b'masoyif v'lvad dover mesuyim. Rabbi Yochanan will explain, it doesn't matter if it's the beginning of Beis HaMikdash or after Beis HaMikdash was built, but we're talking about something which is mesuyim, which is something you could point out to, and therefore you don't accept it from them, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Masniso pligo alav shem milakish. You have a Mishnah that Chura argues on Mishlakish. It says that kol shavim shem noidrim v'nidorim. Noidrim means they give the value of somebody else to Beis HaMikdash, and nidorim means they give their own value to Beis HaMikdash. And it says the Gemara pasala oilo. Talk about the korban oilo. Korban oilo, they could give korbanos, they can't give items to Beis HaMikdash. Sigma nicho noidrim. Noidrim oilo, I understand what it means. They're donating oilo. Nidorim oilo, what does it mean nidorim? Nidorim means their own value. So the Gemara loy b'shama Yisrael arei alai oylo, v'shama goy v'oma ma shama zeh alai. The case of Nidarim is that the Yisrael, a Jew, says, I want to give an oylo to Beis HaMikdash. Came the goy and says, whatever he said, I'm doing as well. So that's called neder, means he's not saying his own neder, he's just deriving his neder from the Yisrael, that's called Nidarim. So the one second, but when you bring a carbon, you have to bring with it nesachim. Nesachim is the wine that comes with the carbon. Whenever you give nesachim, there's anything left over, what do you do with the extra? You with that you buy kli sharis, with that you buy kelim for beis hamikdash. So moisten nesachim lele kli sharis ino nimtza mevi dover mesuyim. So you see this guy who's going to give a carbon. And with the carbon, he's going to bring nesachim. And there'll be some extra money. That extra money will eventually become kelim. And you said that a guy cannot give a specific item to beis hamikdash. Says the Gemara, heisi abeis ravoyin. It's a question, it's a boy, really to come and answer. Explain, says the Gemara, Daftesa Mudalef. Fatanin, we learned in Maseches Erechin. Ne'erochim ve'orechim. When you say Erech ploini alai, a goy could say, I'm giving that Erech to Beis HaMikdash. But isn't the case that by Erechin, lo levetik abayis inun, doesn't the money go to Betik abayis? You said you can't give money to Beis HaMikdash? And at least this will be a question according to Rish Lakish that says they could never give donation to Beis HaMikdash? Elama, how are you going to explain that? Hey Achmadot Omar Tamon. The guy is not intending to give a vessel to Beis HaMikdash or to give a donation. He's doing L'Shem Shemayim. He's giving the money to L'Shem Hashem. Then what are you going to do with the money? It becomes a donation to Beis HaMikdash. But that's not his original intention. So therefore, that's a donation that we do accept from a guy. So here you say the same thing. So also when he's giving a carbon oil, he's giving a carbon oil to bring a carbon. He's giving money for Nesachim. Now there will be some money extra, that money will go to the Beis HaMikdash, to Kli Sharis. That is not considered to be a direct donation of the guy. So even if you buy with it Dover Mesuyim, a specific vessel, it's okay even according to Rabbi Yochanan. With this we conclude, Yushal Mishkalim Davches.